Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:00 p.m. on Thursday, December 19th, 2024. I would like to call the Ponson-Litt Town Council to order. I would ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all council members except Councilman Joe Villanella are present in council chambers. Unfortunately, we are beginning a meeting with sad news. Our beloved Jim Hinson, a pillar of our community, husband to our dear Mary Lou, passed early this morning. We all know Jim's life of service to this community and to our country, and his love of Mary Lou. This man, a pillar of our community, will be greatly missed. We are grateful to have had him as part of our Ponson-Litt family. Please keep Mary Lou in your thoughts. And at this time, we have no other details to share, but as they become available, we will.
We did receive an email, I think it was, from Nancy Epps, telling us that Jim's service will be sometime in January, but we haven't heard anything else. Maybe Mark will have more information for us later in the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. And now I am very happy to present to you, I see that we have our newly elected representative of the Volusia School Board, District 2, Krista Goodridge. Ms. Goodridge, would you please come up here and just introduce yourself to us and maybe say a few words?
Good morning, or good afternoon, everyone. So just wanted to come by and thank everyone in Ponson-Litt. I am Krista Goodrich. I do represent Volusia County Schools in District 2, which does, of course, cover Ponson-Litt. You all were my highest percentage votes, so thank you all for all your hard work. It was always through campaigning. This was my first time running for a public office, so through campaigning there was a lot of challenges, but Ponson-Litt was always a very wonderfully kind, safe, loving space for me, so thank you all for being a great community. And most importantly, thank you all for entrusting me to make decisions for some of your children, but more importantly, some of your grandchildren. And if there's anything I can do, any ideas, thoughts, things that you're concerned about, please reach out at any time. I'm very open to talking to anyone, happy to serve, and just wanted to come out and thank you all. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to working together. Thank you. And we also have in our audience from the Volusia County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Cobb. And I would ask him to please come on up here because he's going to introduce someone to us. Thank you, Lieutenant Cobb.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Lieutenant Cobb. I think I've met probably just about everybody in here. You guys all recognize me. I was the lieutenant over our Volusia County's District 1. And the whole coast from Flagler all the way down to Brevard. And we just had a new captain appointed to our district, Captain Powers. He's been a long employee with the Volusia Sheriff's Office. He's currently our bomb team commander as well. And he will be the captain for District 1 from here on out. So,
thank you, yeah. Captain Powers.
Yes, thank you. Hi, excited to be over here on the beach. Just recently came over from the city of Deltona, where I was in command there for just under 2 years. So,
well, we look forward to having you, and we know who to reach out to and for updates along the way. We're so appreciative of your service to our town and our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, both of you. Thank you for coming today. And now we are up to agenda item 4, additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda. Mike?
Yes, thank you. We have several additions, and then some moving things around. The first thing we want to do is we have a very special guest with us tonight, Ms. Edwina Knox. And at yesterday's Garden Club meeting, the mayor read a proclamation to her that she would like to read to her again today. So that'll be the very first thing. Then we're going to go into citizens' participation. When we get down to proclamations and presentations, item A, that was the Volusia County Tax Collectors Kids Tag Art Program. They're not able to make it today, and they've requested doing that in January. So the items below that will move up. Next, we have the National League of Cities Service Line Program. That's going to be done virtually, and we are set up for that. We had also intended to make presenting a special plaque to Stacy Bell for her years of service on the Parks and Rec Board and the Cultural Services Board, and if she is here, we will give that to her today. And then the last thing will be moving item 11A, and that's the cell tower discussion, to item 8E, and that's items preferred at the beginning. 8E. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other modifications, changes, deletions? Mike, I just want to go over the order of the proclamations, presentations, and awards. 6A?
Yes, 6A would be the National League of Cities Service Line Program, the presentation, and then that would be followed by the presentation of the plaque to Stacy Bell. We're going to do the one for Edwina Knox. Go ahead and do that now.
We will do that now. Okay. So do I have a motion for the modification?
Yes.
Is there
all those changes? Let him worry about writing it down. Thank you.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously.
That was pretty good, Bill.
Well, I have the distinct pleasure of presenting to our very, very special community treasure, and that is Edwina Knox. Edwina, your contributions have had lasting marks on this town, your preservation efforts, your social events, civic responsibilities, and we have a proclamation for you that hopefully captures the essence of your hard work and your commitment. And I presented this proclamation yesterday at the Garden Club in the presence of her entire family, the Garden Club members, and several staff members, and I'm excited to present it to everyone for your behalf today. And a copy of the proclamation may be viewed at the Town Hall kiosk. Proclamation of the Town of Ponce Inlet, Florida. Whereas Edwina Knox, esteemed founder and the first president of the Ponce Inlet Garden Club, 1982 to 1984, has been a dedicated member of the community since 1962 and a lifelong advocate for environmental preservation. And whereas Ms. Knox was voted Citizen of the Year in 1992 and received the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016, serving as a testament to her exceptional commitment and selfless contributions to Ponce Inlet. And whereas Ms. Knox's activism has been apparent in her roles as the chair of the Beach and Parks Commission, chair of the Children's Activity Committee, and a revered member of the Women's Club, as well as becoming a charter and lifetime member of the Garden Club. And whereas for over six decades, Ms. Knox has frequented the live oak tree located at the base of Green Mound in Ponce Preserves and continues to have a special connection to the site, exemplified by her instrumental efforts with the Committee for Ponce Preserve to obtain grant funding for the park in 1994, 1995, and again with the Friends of Ponce Preserve organization in 2003, 2004. And whereas the live oak tree located in Ponce Preserve, once referred to as Athena, as part of the town's urban forestry management plan, has historical significance and long stood as a beacon of natural beauty. And whereas this distinguished live oak tree represents the community's ongoing connection to the past, the land, and the future. And whereas Ms. Knox's unwavering commitment to Ponce Inlet and her everlasting impact on the preservation of Ponce Preserves makes her a befitting honoree for this renaming. And now, therefore, I, Lois Peritsky, Mayor of the Town of Ponce Inlet, do hereby proclaim that the tree once known as Athena shall henceforth be named Edwina, in honor of Edwina Knox's profound legacy within our community and the special bond she shares with this historic tree. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the town of Ponce Inlet to be affixed this 18th day of December, 2024. Congratulations, Edwina.
This is a great honor. This is a great honor, and I have always loved Ponce Inlet, and I always will.
And we love you, and always will. Edwina, may I present the proclamation to you, and we're going to take some pictures with your family and then the staff. So first, where would you like this? Barbara, right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to meet you wherever you are, Edwina. Right
here. Giving us the years.
You probably deserve it.
Yes. It's so good to see you.
Well, we're missing Joe.
Yeah.
Right here.
Well, we got to have the flag and the logo. I think we're doing the photos now. I think we're doing the photos now, Stephanie said.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to talk? Lois, you want to talk?
Sit down?
Okay, well, they're sitting down.
Do you want to stand up or sit?
Okay, these are the photos from yesterday. This is Chief Glazier taking Edwina up to get the proclamation at the Garden Club. And I think she saw Amy, her daughter, her granddaughter, who took the picture of the live oak tree, and we got the thumbs up right there.
Then, it was a complete surprise.
This was, so that's Mayor Peritsky and Chief Glazier and Mr. Disher. This is the granddaughter and the daughter. Everybody knows Sherry. This is Chief and Edwina. Cutting the cake. So the cake was made just like the live oak picture. And there's Chief taking the knife away from Edwina. He did not take his eyes off her the entire day. And then we went up to the live oak tree at Ponds Preserve, and Public Works met Edwina with a gator. It was all decorated for Christmas, and they gatored up to the tree. And then this is a picture of the of staff and family up at the tree. And if you notice, right under where it says designated historic tree, it says Edwina. Gary Smith, you see the Edwina?
Yes, I do.
So the tree is officially named Edwina. And that's family.
That's all the staff that were there, family and staff together. And there's our cover girl with her tree. So thank you all.
Barbara, thank you so much for facilitating all of this. Thank you. Edwina, we're so delighted that you came today and that we have a tree named after you. So
thank you so much.
Now, if I have my order correct, we now have a presentation by the National League of Cities, I believe, Service Line Program. Ashley Shawarski?
Yes, that's correct. She should be set up and ready to go. And is she here?
Yeah. Can everyone hear me? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can everyone hear her?
Can everyone hear her? Yes? I see nods.
Okay. Great.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and can I am sharing my screen. Can the group see the screen as well?
Yes, we see your okay. screen.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, thanks, everyone, for allowing me the opportunity to join your meeting this afternoon. My name is Ashley Shawarski, and I am a Senior Director of Business Development for HomeServe. I've been lucky to be with the company for a little over 10 years, and I'm grateful to be here to kind of talk a little bit about our program, how we work with municipalities across the country, and then answer any questions that the council may have as well. As I mentioned, I do represent the National League of Cities Service Line Program. Our program here, it is the only one that's endorsed by the National League of Cities. But the company I do work for is called HomeServe, and we administer the program. We have been endorsed by the National League of Cities since 2010, but have been offering this program here in the U.S. for just about 21 years. And we are lucky to serve just about 1,300 municipal utilities all across the U.S. But just to give the group there a little background of how our program was developed, obviously, we all know that aging infrastructure is an issue for communities all across the U.S. And we know the town there is doing their best to either upgrade or maintain their public infrastructure. But the homeowners portion of these lines were kind of being forgotten about. Not on purpose. We just know there's only so much that the town can actually do on that private side or have a homeowner do on that side. So that's really why the National League of Cities went out and did research. They wanted to make a program like this readily and easily available to cities and towns all across the U.S. So they went out, did the research on your behalf, and we were the company that they chose to provide the program. So what we actually do is we partner with the town in order to make our completely optional program available to your residents there. And we provide homeowners with protection on their external water or well lines, sewer or septic lines, and their in-home plumbing. And we always provide these services with a complete turnkey approach for your town, where we handle all the aspects of the program. So we do the marketing, the billing, the claims management, and customer service. And there is absolutely no cost to the town if you choose to participate in the program, as well as the town does receive an incremental revenue stream for their participation. What I, though, always think is the best benefit of this program is that it really helps to raise awareness. Pretty much every community that I speak with across the country, I do hear that same type of thing. That if a resident does have some type of issue with one of their external lines, a lot of times their first call is to someone there. And then you all are left using the town's time and dollars to send someone out to investigate, or just being a bearer of bad news to one of your residents at the worst time possible, letting them know that these water and sewer lines are not covered by the town or typically their homeowner's insurance. So that's really why I think of this program as a free public awareness campaign. because all of your residents would receive a letter in the mail from us, and the beginning of that letter is educational. So that way, even if a homeowner does not enroll in the protection, at least in the future, you know, they're well aware of exactly which portion of these lines that they're responsible for, and just that the town did try to take that proactive approach at helping educate them of that. Also, a huge benefit of our program is that if we were to partner with Ponce Inlet, we would actually develop a local area contractor network to serve your residents' claims. And the group there could be as much or as little involved in that as they want to be, where some of our partners will provide us a list of plumbers that they're familiar with or already working with or that may be well known in your region. And some like to stay out of it. Either way works for us, but with all of our plumbers, we do go through a vetting process to verify they're not only from your local area, but we make sure they meet licensing requirements, have proper insurance, and we conduct background checks and drug screenings. You know, we always just want to make sure it's someone your homeowners feel comfortable coming to their home as well as inside of their home. And then as for the important thing, what our program covers, we do offer three completely separate and voluntary protections. We offer an external water line protection, external sewer line protection, and an in-home plumbing. So really, by partnering with us, the town would just be making these options available to your residents that otherwise would not be. But it's always up to your homeowner if they choose to enroll, what products that they enroll in, or what combination. They're kind of a la carte. They can pick and choose what works best for them. So what I'm going to kind of do is just kind of go in a little bit more detail of how those coverages work. The first two that I'm going to start with are the external options, just because they're set up almost identically. So if a resident decides to enroll in either our external water line or sewer line protection, we begin to cover those lines wherever they become your resident's responsibility, all the way to where they enter their home. So that way, if a homeowner were to be having an issue, whether it's a broken, a cracked, a leaking pipe, a tree root issue, a clog, really anything that is impeding the flow of those lines, we make it very simple for a resident. That all they have to do is call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we would send out that local plumber. That plumber will go to their house to see what's causing the issue. And they do repair or replace those lines as needed. But what the homeowner would receive for their coverage is up to $8,500 towards each and every incident. That $8,500 does include street repair, if that's their responsibility, sidewalk repair, any permitting costs that may be associated with getting their issues taken care of, as well as we never have any type of service fee or deductible. You know, because we never want that to stop a resident from actually giving us a call and getting their issues taken care of. In addition to the external options, we also do offer an in-home plumbing. And that kind of was developed by a request of our municipal partners, as it was that missing piece of the puzzle. And the in-home plumbing would cover any of the water, sewer, or drain lines in the home after the point of entry that may be broken or leaking. It also includes lines that may be embedded under a slab or a basement floor and the repair of clogged toilets. And the in-home is similar to the two external options, where there's no service fee or deductible, no annual or lifetime limit, no limit on number of claims. In our in-home plumbing, the resident does receive up to $3,000 towards each and every incident. And we really do come to find that when someone enrolls in any of our programs, the homeowner is just a little bit more proactive about getting their issues taken care of, because we know a lot of times a resident is nervous to call a plumber or they don't know who to call, but now they know the cost of determining that issue and getting it taken care of isn't coming out of their pocket. And then lastly, I know the big thing everyone wants to know is, what is the town's involvement in the program? So what we actually do is we enter into a marketing agreement with the town. And that really just lays out the way that we get the word out about the program, which is mainly through direct mail. We send things out to your homeowners no more than 3 times in a calendar year. The agreement says up to 3 times. It's typically 2 to 3 times. But that is really the town's involvement. Before we send anything out to a homeowner, we would work with the group to customize that specifically for your residents. We work with you on any edits and changes you want to see in that information. And then once we get the approval, we let you know the dates that we would send those out. And if we do not receive approval, we do not mail. That way the town is always in complete control on if and when something were to go out. And to give you a quick idea of what that looks like, the beginning is that educational piece, as I mentioned previously. It normally has a diagram so they know which portion of these water and sewer lines that we're talking about. But it is an introductory letter where the town helps to introduce the program to its homeowners there. But it always states that we are a separate company, as well as the protection is 100% optional. The information that we do send out does include the town logo or letterhead, so your residents there know this is a program that you're making available to them. But on all of that is all of our information, our phone number to call with questions or to sign up. Same thing with our website. They can get a lot of great information on the website or return that in the mail to us. Or return the letter in the mail to us. We know the city or the town has more than enough going on, so we do handle all the aspects. We do the marketing, the billing, the claims, and the customer service. And for the town's participation in the program, as I mentioned previously, the program's no cost to the town, but the town does receive a revenue for their participation. So the town actually receives 10% of all of the premiums that we do collect back in the form of a revenue every year. I mean, it's paid on an annual basis. And a lot of our partners do different things with this. Obviously, you can do anything that you like, and some put it into the general fund. But we also have partners that we use it to help residents that may be having trouble paying a utility bill from month to month. Some will use it for different infrastructure upgrades, really however you see fit. And then lastly, we do have just about 1,300 municipal partners across the U.S. We do have 32 there in the state of Florida. And I know I have rambled on to you this afternoon, so I am sure the group there may also have some additional questions for me as well.
Thank you so much. Quite a comprehensive presentation, and we appreciate that. I will open it up to the council for questions and then the public, but I do have one question right from the start, is that since we are being financially, we do get a benefit from this as a municipality, if you could share with me what experience have you had with any liability issues when the residents have an issue with the plumbing, because we're suddenly part of this.
Yes, so that's a great question, Mayor. I'm happy to answer that for you. So with our program, when we enter into the marketing agreement with the town, it is really for the marketing purposes of the program. But what's nice about the agreement, it actually indemnifies and holds the town harmless. But if a homeowner decides to enroll in a protection, we actually enter into a contract for them. It's a service contract to provide the service, and that's directly between us and that homeowner. So, if they were having any issues, that would be directly between us and them.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, Skip?
Yeah. Hi. I just have a few questions. Can you cover the cost again for the residents? Again, my understanding from what I just heard was there was no cost to the resident. But what is is there a monthly cost or yearly cost to the resident?
Yeah, great question. So with our program, we offer those 3 protections that they can choose to enroll into. If they decide to enroll in the external waterline protection, that is $5.99 per month for a homeowner. The external sewer line protection is $7.99 per month, and our in-home plumbing is $9.99 per month. A homeowner can pay us a lot of ways. A lot of homeowners like to send a check annually so they don't have to worry about it, but they can also pay monthly, quarterly, by credit card or automatic withdrawal. They have a lot of options. But even if they sign up to pay for that year, that doesn't mean they're stuck with us for a year. It's always month to month for a homeowner.
Okay. The other question I have, what about commercial? I know we talked about residential, but we do also have some commercial properties here in town. Would this apply to commercial also?
Sure. So this is strictly a residential program. It covers up to a 4-unit. So it's very popular with rental properties. It covers up to a 4-unit. So right now our program is only residential. We've looked into commercial a lot in the past. It's just really hard to come up with a standard pricing because every commercial business is very different from one another. So it is geared towards residential.
Okay. So no condominiums or things like that?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I think that covers it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill?
Into the mic.
Have you sat and talked with our town manager at all?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has he seen a copy of the first letter, the educational letter?
I'm not sure, but I can get you.
We've talked for a few months.
But it sounds like this is a marketing agreement
that we're doing that you're talking about. So I'm concerned about the sample letter. You said it's educational. If we back it, and I know of the 32 cities in the state of Florida, 7 of them come out of Broward County, which was where I was raised. So you're new in the state, really. The company itself is new in the state.
So I know we've been in the state for a while. I know I've been with the company over 10 years. I'm newer to working in the state of Florida, I will say that. But we have been partnered with Sanford before I started. So we've been in the state for a while.
And the reason why I'm asking, because back we were part of Broward County, Coral Springs, and we had a sewer line break, and we're talking 20-some-odd years ago, and it cost us over $5,000. My concern is, more than anything else, is the way insurance companies, if there's a loss, they bail on people and leave them stranded. And that's why if we decide to move forward with anything like this, it would definitely have to go to our attorney. It would have to go to Mike. And at that point, then probably it would come back to us, because I'd love to see the letter. I'd like it all put together first, Ashley, before we say, you know, oh, bang, bang, let's go for it. We're going to make money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you understand where I'm coming from. I think it's important. We have a lot of condos in Ponce Inlet, as you know. So I thought that was interesting. So it's strictly single-family homes, or is it townhouses as well? Because we have a string of townhouses that are single-family homes that are attached.
Yeah, so as long as they have a single service line and the resident is responsible for that,
most of our townhouses don't. Yeah, most of our townhouses have one meter for the entire complex, kind of like the condos. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.
Eric?
Yeah, a couple of questions, and because our town still has several septic systems and we're trying to get rid of those, how about the lines to the septic system?
So that's a great question. So our program, it's actually a sewer septic line protection. So if they're on a private septic system or connected to the public utility, they would be able to enroll. If they enroll and they are on a private system, we cover the line wherever it leaves the septic tank to where it enters their home. Same thing if they are on a private well by any chance. It would be wherever it leaves the well to where it enters their home. So they are eligible to enroll.
Then another thing we will get involved in as we get rid of the septic systems, some of our residents then have a forced line to get to the gravity sewer that's in the street. So they don't have a gravity sewer line on the property. Do you cover that force main?
Is that the resident's responsibility?
Yes.
So typically we don't, is it like a grinder pump, that type of thing?
Yes, it's a grinder pump pumping to a gravity sewer.
Yeah, and so we would cover the line, but not the pump.
Not the pump, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And before I open up to our public here, in the event they have any questions, are you amenable to providing us with a copy of the marketing agreement and the letter, that the first letter, you know, without obviously us having the opportunity to modify it? You would send that, you would be able to send that to us ahead of time?
Yeah, so I know I shared with Mike already a copy of the marketing agreement, but I'll get it back over to the group there, and then I will give you a sample letter, a template, and then I also can provide you with a letter that we just recently customized for one of our newer Florida partners, Boynton Beach. So they launched a couple months ago, so I will get that over to you as well.
We appreciate that. Does the information that you're sending also include the different programs? The actual programs that are available to the residents?
Correct. In the agreement, it lays out the products that would be available, the pricing associated with them, how we market, which is through that direct mail, but never without your review and approval prior, and that indemnification for the town as well.
Thank you. I'm now going to ask if anyone in the audience has any questions relating to this topic. Okay.
Because, let me ask another question, because this is very familiar or very close to what FPNL is sending me in the mail all the time with their protection programs. Do you have a comparison to your pricing against their pricing?
Yeah, so we are actually currently partnered. We're partnered with FPL, so what would happen is if we partnered with the town, we always market through closest relationship. So your residents obviously have a closer relationship with you for water and sewer than they do with Florida Power. I know Florida Power typically markets the energy products. We have two divisions of our company, water and energy. So they're more in that energy spectrum.
So if there are no other questions, I want to thank you for making yourself available for this presentation, which, as I said, was quite comprehensive. And after we have the opportunity to review it, this will be brought back to the council most likely for our own discussion purposes then. And thank you. I know you have made yourself available. We spoke on the phone once, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So if there is nothing else, then we'll just wait the material from you. So thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, well, thank you, everyone. I'll get that all over to the group, and I hope you all have a great holiday there.
Thank you so much. You have a great holiday as well. Bye-bye, Ashley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think now, if I may, I'd like to say a few words about Stacy Bell before I ask you to come up here. But, you know, Stacy, as my time with you evolved and I learned more and more about the depth of your knowledge and the issues that were important to you, the preservation of the trees and the dunes, just your knowledge, the breadth of it. And you were really in a perfect spot for all of us to benefit from your experience for many, many years. And, you know, the knowledge that you brought as the chair of cultural services and just being a volunteer for all these years on the boards. And I just want to express my appreciation for all of your work. You have been at the other end of the phone line, you know, when I've had some questions, and you've given me quite the education, and I'm most appreciative. So what we have here for you, and in one moment you'll see it, but we created a beautiful plaque, and I'm going to tell everyone what the plaque says, and then you'll see how beautiful it is. In grateful appreciation to Stacy Bell, in recognition of your dedication to the community as a volunteer member of the Parks, Recreation, and Tree Advisory Board, June 2012 to July 2018, Cultural Services, Historic Preservation, and Tree Advisory Board, August 2018 to December 2024, presented on this 16th day of January 2024. So what I'd like to do is ask you to come up. We have the plaque here.
It's beautiful. And you may want to say a few words if you like. I mean, I'm a teacher, so, you know, I always have to get my two cents in. But, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I really love this community. I first moved here in 2002 and really fell in love with the residents and the sea turtles and everybody who works here, and so much a part of this town. So I'm not going anywhere, but I thought it'd be a good time to, you know, get into new adventures and other ways to continue to serve this community. So I really, really do appreciate the recognition, and I appreciate your time today at this meeting, and I look forward to working with you guys all in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey.
We are down to our consent agenda. There is one item. No? Oh, citizen, I'm so sorry. We've moved things around a little. Here we go. We have citizen participation. Mark Obeck, would you like to come up and speak about anything that is not on the agenda?
Mark Obeck, 4758 South Peninsula Drive. I saw Skip yawn when I walked up here.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I wanted to
update everyone on what has taken place with the Veterans Association and also the Community Center. First, we will be remembering Jim Hinson. I just talked to Mike before the meeting, and we'll make it a joint remembrance of life activity for the town and the Veterans Association so we can send Jim off in an appropriate way. We had a great breakfast with Santa on the 7th of December. We served over 170 people. It was a fun time for everyone. Many thanks go to Laurie Ladlowski, who her farm, Winola Farms, donated all the sausage last year and this year, which is a major expense. By the way, she has a store. They have a farm store right off of Oak in Port Orange. So if you ever need steak or other farm products, stop by there. And it was great having the breakfast at the same time as the Christmas Tree Festival. They really complemented each other and brought people into the center to enjoy the trees and Santa and the great pancakes we made. The Christmas Tree Festival was special for us. If you did not see it, one of our veterans, Kiri Wolf, created the Faces of Christmas Past, using photos of our veterans from days long gone by. And here's one of Gary. And if you look at it, he hasn't changed a bit, aside from maybe losing some weight, actually. But we actually, and if you hadn't seen it, it was in the hometown news. We won first place at the Tree Festival. And aside from the title here, first place Christmas tree. Someone has to really get to the editor of the newspaper and say they need to do a little bit closer look at how they put things out. Lastly, the memorial expansion is progressing. We hope to break ground the beginning of the year, after which we will be able to get the quotes for the granite, and start our fundraising activity. Actually, today I just talked to an artist that is going to take the architect's rendering and do an artist's rendering of the expansion. So things are progressing. Community center. Thanks to the town for replacing the gutter systems that were falling off. Now we don't get as wet as we used to get, thanks to you folks. It's been an extremely busy couple of months for us. During November, December, we had, I believe, 18 events, paid events at the center, which obviously bodes well for us keeping ourselves self-sustainable and provides a real venue for not only citizens of Ponce Inlet, but in surrounding communities to celebrate whatever they might want to celebrate. We are in the midst of planning to start our community farmers market on the 12th of next month, and we believe that between our farmers market and the North Turn farmers market, we're going to be able to provide our community a wealth of offerings from all the vendors that bring some really special items to the town. And we will be operating on Sundays from 9 to 2. And lastly, our famous soup and salad night will be on the 22nd. And we encourage anyone that has any special soup to volunteer to bring it. They all seem to disappear faster than I can get up there. But that's all great. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for all the updates, Mark. Thank you. And now we have Stephen Peterson.
Well, thank you very much. This will end up on my daughter's tree at Christmas.
Does it look like you? Yeah.
And Stephen, if you'd be kind enough.
You decide. I can't tell you that.
If you could be kind enough to place your name and address on the record.
Yes, ma'am. Stephen Peterson, basically Front Street. I can list all the different addresses at this point, but we recently purchased Sea Love Boatworks and down the hatch. I live down in Tequesta, Florida, but plan on spending a lot of time up here, and we're excited to get to know every single face. I think I've met what I would think 99%, but probably 20% of the community at this point, just on the streets and in the restaurant and just kind of get myself out there. Skip was very kind to invite me here today to kind of just put my name out there and put a face to it, and look forward to supporting this community as much as I can and just reflecting on what you guys have here and just do a good job with that. And I appreciate you guys giving me some time.
Well, we are so appreciative that you came here to introduce yourself, and we look forward to having you and your family as part of the community and wish you the best of luck.
And thank you. You'll see a 9-year-old toe-headed boy running around and a 2-year-old little girl here soon. So,
We look forward to that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, is there anybody else who wishes to speak? Yes. Jer.
Jer Kessler, 81 Bushman Drive. First of all, I'd like to wish you, the town council, very happy holidays. And I just wanted to say that we had our last farmers market of the year last Sunday, and we will be starting again at North Turn on January 12th. And I would actually request, and I'd be very happy to work with you, Mark, on this, is if we could, I think it would be better not to have two farmers markets on the same date. I think it's wonderful to have as many vendors serving the community, but I do think if we could arrange not to have the same dates, it would be more beneficial, less confusing for the residents and for the vendors. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Seeing none, citizen participation is closed. And we will now move to agenda item 7, the consent agenda. We have one item on there, our regular meeting minutes. Does anyone wish to pull this item? Okay. Anyone from the audience? Seeing none, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item 8A, this is the appointment of the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board. Mike?
Yep. Stephanie is going to handle this one.
Good afternoon, Council. The terms for regular seat 5, held by Ms. Stacy Bell, alternate seat 1, held by Ms. Jer Kessler, and alternate seat 2, held by Mr. Thomas Patton, will expire on December 31st, 2024. Ms. Kessler is interested in continuing her service to the town, and she meets the attendance requirements as set forth by Resolution 2013-02. Ms. Diane Bell has applied for appointment and meets the eligibility requirements. Ms. Stacy Bell is not seeking reappointment after 12 years of service, and an application has not been received from Mr. Patton for reappointment. Some of the applicants are in attendance today, should you have any questions.
Thank you so much. So we have two applicants, and we have one regular seat and two alternate seats. And I want to thank our applicants for applying. Would our applicants wish to come up and speak to the council? Would either one like to do that?
Excuse me, before they come up, we never got anything from Mr. Patton? Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Yes. Would Diane Bell or Jer Kessler wish to come up? Diane?
Hello, I'm Diane Bell, and I live at 86 Jana Drive, where I've lived for 19 years. Before I came here, I was a school administrator for 22 years with the Department of Defense Dependent Schools. My last assignment was that of assistant superintendent for Dodge Japan. Since coming here, I have volunteered at the Museum of Arts and Sciences for 2 years, and I volunteered as a county court mediator for 14 years. The Cultural Services Board has a lot of the same areas that are of my interest and expertise. I have listened to the audio files, and I have read the minutes from the last year. I'm very committed to preserving the beauty and the charm of Ponce Inlet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yes.
Hello. I have been on the Cultural Board.
Could you please I'm sorry, Jared, just for the record, your name and address.
Jared Kessler, 81 Bushman Drive. I've been on the Cultural Board for 3 years, I believe. In fact, I'm not even sure if it was 21. Yeah, we're coming, if it's coming up to 4. Stephanie, do you have that information? I'm trying to, not right at hand, but I have been volunteering at the Marine Science Center. I am one of the founders of the Farmers Market. I'm very committed to Ponce Inlet, to the community, to the beauty and character and specificity of our little coastal town. I have become quite interested in the history of Ponce Inlet. My prior life was as a senior administrator at New York University, where I started actually working in the history department. So I find it actually quite wonderful to see in a small town what is being done to preserve the historic nature and to educate people about the resources here. I have to admit that it's through the Cultural Board service that I have learned an enormous amount about plants and trees, because we didn't have these plants in New York, most of them. So I have also found it a great learning experience, and I am very anxious to continue my work on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, do we have any things?
Yes,
Kim.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Villanella stated that he was really disheartened about missing tonight's council meeting and that he would like to pass along his choice for the Cultural Service Board member, and that would be Diane Bell. He stated that he knows her skills set well and that she has helped him immensely when he was the president of Siegel Landing. He believes her assets would be great for the town.
Thank you. Does any member of the public wish to say anything? Do you have any questions of the applicants or wish to comment in any manner? Yes. Mr. Obeck.
Mark Obeck, 4758 South Peninsula Drive. I really wasn't going to comment because I don't have any dog in this hunt for cultural services at all, or essential services board for that matter. But with Jim's passing, it brought to light something that he drove home to me. And when I first joined the board at the community center, he said, what's extremely important to do is always respect those that are on the board with you and always respect different opinions. Now, Jim could be harsh. Let me tell you, sometimes it was Jim's way or the highway. But he listened and he respected differences of opinion and he respected everyone that was on the board or anyone that came to present to the board. My only thought here is that when we had the candidate forum, I was disheartened by Ms. Kessler not being willing to stand up and respect the wishes of our residents. Hopefully that doesn't transfer into what happens at the board. I've had other experience with other board members on the planning board. You have to respect how people feel, people's views, and they don't have to be yours. They don't have to be yours. But you have to show basic respect. And I can't speak for what transpired or transpires at the Cultural Services Board. Hopefully, Ms. Kessler does demonstrate that respect that everyone on that board and anyone who comes before the board warrants. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Yes, Delphine.
Delphine Pinet for Beacon Court, owner also of the French tradition. I would like to remind the council that I have been retaliated after giving my opinion at this meeting in October about the non-regular frequency of the current farmers market. Consequently, I have been told not to participate anymore to this market, the market who is in Northstern, being no more welcome, despite being the only Poncinlet resident vendor. Clearly, my freedom of speech has been under attack. Without pointing out the financial loss for my small business, being not allowed to sell my product for 5 Sundays since the October Town Council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kessler.
Chair Kessler, 81 Bushman Drive. I don't like to be in a position of having to be defensive, but I would like to say something for the debate. I was never told the format of standing up. And as I mentioned, actually, when someone brought this up after the debate, I wish someone would have made a comment. I was used to a university setting. It felt like a seminar to me with people there. We were talking. And I would have been very happy to stand up. It was not a sign of disrespect to anyone. And I am surprised that the picky did not say something like, please, Ms. Kessler, would you stand up? People couldn't see you. I only learned of that when Kathy Harvey made a comment at the town hall meeting after that. So I apologize for something that may have seemed offensive. It was my background that was... I was reacting as a educator in a university where we don't have formal stand-ups except in lectures, so I was treating it as a seminar. And again, I would like to comment, as I have before, for Delphine's comment. She was not fired, as she has told people, but since I was so surprised to learn how she felt at that meeting, and she spoke for all the vendors, I said to her, I felt it would not be good for the atmosphere to have somebody come to our market who is so dissatisfied. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion, Mayor.
Never mind. No, forget it. Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following to the Pond Center Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board. To regular seat number 5, Ms. Diane Bell.
And alternate seat?
That's my motion.